I'm John Ryan and this is Podrace. This week, not ignoring two of the most bizarre podcast stories of the year. An escaped prisoner hangs with the chop shop and more about what happens inside Professor Green than you ever wondered. Escaped prisoner Gregor Grey appears on podcast blasting injustice of 17 years sentence, says Birmingham Mail. And if that's not a more compelling call to action for a podcast than a BBC Sounds credit squeeze after Cash in the Attic, I don't know what is. Actually, I do. Professor Green gets his celeb friends to send him their poo for gut health analysis, but we'll come to that later. Gregor Grey wandered out of open prison in Derbyshire on the 15th of May. He's serving a life sentence for robbery, but has an IPP, or Imprisonment for Public Protection Order. His initial term was just 4 years. And that's why his first stop on the run is the DFS winter sale-looking grey sofa that hosts the Chop Shop podcast. The sofa's as much of a star in this world as the one they endlessly spaff on about on BBC Breakfast. It shows a cleverness in format. The hosts sit either end of the V configuration with their guest in the centre. Some Rode podcast mics on angle poises are attached to a central coffee table loaded with Chop Shop merch. There's a Bob Marley poster and way too many acoustic tiles that seem to do nothing to stop it sounding a bit lively. The hosts drink and smoke and are so laid back it's authentic and natural sounding to listen to or watch. This is clearly one of those pods that decided YouTube is the best place to base itself, even though there's not much visual going on. Here's a clip.
Big up Sandman Time, Sandman Cardo.
My brother.
Big up Timeless. You get me?
Come on. Boom. Come on.
Right now.
Right now, let me just tell him what I really are going. Right now, you got a man talking to you on the run, straight in the living corner. I'm not hiding from nobody. You understand? My name's Gregor Grey. And I'm going to talk about a thing called unjust, but unjust in the terms of, forgive me, my throat is dry.
Drink. You didn't even make me introduce
yourself.
No, your
but yeah, it's like, that's an emergency take.
It's
well.
It's true.
Yeah, I'm having no long thing. We'll all get to that. Every question my man's got, we're going to answer it along the way.
So right now, you're fugitive, live.
In living colour?
Live in living colour, fugitive for how long now?
So 3 weeks and one day, you know.
Right now.
Right now. So I ran away on the 15th of the 5th, 2022, due to some injustice and some heartache, blood. Oh, man. Every night I cry myself to sleep. But here the thing, I don't sleep. Understand what I'm just saying to you? I don't sleep. Every man who's in the landing right now behind the door will tell you, Gregor Grey, don't sleep. Because the judge gave me 4 years, and I'm in there 17 years later asking the question, how long do you want to send me home?
So how natural, how unedited. Sometimes not a good thing. Here I think it works. You even hear the click of the Zippo as somebody relights their blunt. And I've heard more about IPPs through Connor's appearance on a podcast that's clearly not aimed at white 53-year-olds than I ever have done through all the hand-wringing Guardian think pieces about the justice system I've ever read. Or ever read the first paragraph of, anyway. There's no limit to an IPP sentence, but they can be released on review. It's just many aren't. The sentence was abolished in 2012, but there are 3,000 or so still on it in jail. 3 out of 4 of them have done the minimum term. Hundreds have served 5 times their sentence. Yes, this is a podcast that's playing to type. Despite the headlines it's generated, Grey's not out of place with the 100 or so previous guests, a young, black, urban, largely male scene that goes unreported elsewhere. The YouTube comments are pretty illuminating. Harbouring a violent escaped criminal. Disgrace. Is the public in danger when you are released? Not going to lie, he seemed a bit unstable. I don't know if that's because he's on the run, but when you go to the parole meeting, you have to play the game to be knocked back 9 times is wild. And the two hosts, while not exactly the fourth estate, gently prod to get to the story. Nick Ferrari they ain't, but then again, Leicester Square probably wouldn't be the first studio I'd run to if I was an escaped lifer. This is all over the place, not set up properly, it's pretty formless. But what an urgent and authentic bit of podcasting. Okay, so increasingly it feels like we're living in a world where Chris Morris is writing the headlines. Prince William spotted selling big issue in London. Cost of filling up car rises to £100. They're both real from today, so's this one. How about Professor Green, the famous rapper, invites friends to inspect their stool samples and learn more about the importance of good gut health? Welcome to Take a Stool, says host Stephen Manderson. We may know him as pro-green, but what you may not know about me, he says, is I nearly died due to gut problems. That led him to set up a gulp. Easy-to-use liquid formulas fortified with NutriProtect, a groundbreaking liposomal nutrient delivery that delivers up to 98% absorption of vitamins and minerals. Yes, I did get that from their website. A-Gulp is the podcast producer here, so you can see why the good professor is talking about these sorts of samples rather than the kind of samples a rapper's usually known for. Boom-tish. This is kind of like that awful Gillian McKeith show, but the celebrity version. Guests do the gut test, involving the money shot of sending their stool sample to A-Gulp. Then they talk about their lives, food journeys, and stomach issues. And yes, it's as surreal as it sounds. It can only be weirder if Stephen rapped it, which, with the backing track ambling along for much of this podcast, he could quite easily do. In the episode I tried, Joe Wicks steps forward, or squats, then steps forward. The podcast is an hour long. Firstly, that could easily come down a bit, as they chat about their kids in the obvious way newish parents do, assuming everyone else gives one. They bang on about losing sleep when they have kids, and broodiness, and having more kids. And I'm thinking, get to the money shot. Or change a vowel. Then we're into the two hosts' upbringing, their approach to being dads. Interesting, I guess, if you like that sort of thing, but it's not what's on the side of the tin. It's 15 minutes before we actually get to the poo moment. There's a nice bit of shtick where they record not the moment, but immediately after the deed, when Joe is shaking his Tupperware, deposit made, and sending it in the post to his rapper chum. They build up to the reveal with a general food chat. It's good to hear that Joe Wicks sometimes canes the Ben and Jerry's just like the rest of us. You might think his sample would be like raw kombucha or something, but Stephen interrogates Joe about how the sample went. I won't go into details, but it's as surreal a conversation as you're imagining. Then back to general chat for ages. There's a moment I did like where Joe says he ate a big bag of fizzy fangs the day of the test and thought his sample would therefore be terrible. But hey, this is Joe Wicks. The sample ends up in a slightly vague out of 10 score. I won't spoil your enjoyment of the episode, but clearly he's not going to be at the bottom end of that. Excuse the pun. I'm John Ryan, weary-eared and disappointed, this week with the Chop Shop podcast from Times Media. No, not that Times Media. And Take a Stool from a Gulp. I listen to those, so you don't have to.
Hello, and welcome to Novel Conversations, a podcast about the world's greatest stories. I'm your host, Frank Lavallo. And for each episode of Novel Conversations, I talk to two readers about one book. And together, we summarize the story for you. We introduce you to the characters, we tell you what happens to them, and we read from the book along the way. So if you love hearing a good story, you're in the right place. Our 9th season is coming this fall. Tune in to hear from some of the all-time great authors, Charles Dickens, Jules Verne, F. Scott Fitzgerald, and more. Subscribe to Novel Conversations wherever you listen to podcasts.